The Supreme Court today limited what constitutes a wetland. And in doing so, the court reduced the Environmental Protection Agency's authority to regulate water pollution under the Clean Water Act, passed more than 50 years ago. The decision could impact what happens to wetlands across the country and whether they can be developed. Let's bring in Camille Panu, Associate Professor at Columbia Law School. Professor, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. So this is a case about an Idaho couple. The EPA stopped them from filling in some of their property with dirt, going back some years, saying the property was partly wetlands. Now, the court unanimously sided with the couple, but then in a 5-4 split, the court narrowed what constitutes a wetland. Can you explain what they decided on and what defines a wetland?
I can try. So I think it's helpful to know where the property for the Sacketts, the couple that's involved in this case, is located. So the Sacketts bought a piece of property that's about 300 feet away from Priest Lake, which is a very large lake that feeds into an interstate river named Priest River in Idaho. And they were next to a stream called the Kalispell Stream or the Kalispell Creek. And they were across the street from an already federally protected wetlands that was quite visibly a wetlands. When they bought their property, part of their property, the EPA determined also forms a wetlands. And the reason the EPA felt that this was the case was because that wetlands property, if you fill it in with soil, affects the broader stream analysis. So, you know, lakes and rivers don't exist by themselves. They exist as this complex pattern of creeks and all sorts of other things that feed into broader bodies of water. So that's kind of the background. How does this affect what the court did today? So the court put in a very narrow reading of what constitutes a water of the United States. This has been an area of contention for quite a long time. There was an opinion on this back in 2008 in a case called Rapinos. But at that time, there was no majority. So there was no controlling opinion from the Supreme Court. And essentially, there was a battle between kind of at least two different ways of how we might think of these waters of the U.S. Are they limited only to waters that you can literally put like a ship on and ship things through? Or does it also include the broader water system that feeds into those rivers that we use or those lakes that we use for not only commerce, but also for drinking water and other effects and functions? The Supreme Court today has basically cut off the vast majority of creeks, streams, and other inputs into these navigable waters by saying that we need to read this much narrowly.
So let's talk about the impact then of that. Will it impact kind of clean water that some advocates are worried about?
Absolutely. So it's important to know what wetlands do. Wetlands are both a filtration system and a flood control system. They're nature's way of protecting us from tremendous like water-related catastrophes. That includes wetlands like the kinds of wetlands that were located on the Sacketts property. It doesn't have to be immediately like next to the water in order for it to have an important effect. But the Supreme Court today essentially said that unless the wetlands is literally connected with surface water to the water body for most of the time, most of the year, and they left that defined quite like vaguely, we're not going to afford it protection under the Clean Water Act. So that's going to affect things like flood control when you have hurricanes. Wetlands are what protect us from catastrophic flooding. And wetlands also filter water. So for community groups that rely on lakes or rivers for their drinking water supply, this is going to make it more likely that it will be difficult and expensive to treat their water to make it drinkable.
Okay, well, we will continue to follow this. Thank you so much for joining us. Camille Panu is an associate professor at Columbia Law School. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks for having me.